This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, mail today, it just ain't what it used to be. You get emails, you get directed to a website, and it's almost not worth schlepping out to the mailbox anymore, right? Unless you're a homeowner, because the U.S. mail is how you're going to find out that your mortgage has been sold or that your loan servicer is changing. And it's more likely than not, actually, if you've had your mortgage long enough, that you've gotten a bunch of those letters over the years. More than 70% of mortgages in this economy get sold over the life of the loan. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on why that happens so much and what it means for borrowers and lenders both.
Right after Mark Hill bought his first house north of Chicago, he got one of those letters saying his mortgage had been sold. He didn't think much of it.
I read that was kind of normal. And then it happened again. And then again, I was like, well, what's going on here?
Now, less than 5 years later, his mortgage has just changed hands for the fourth time.
Welcome to the 21st century housing finance market.
David Reese focuses on real estate finance and housing policy at Brooklyn Law School.
A lot of people have a sense that mortgages work like they did maybe in It's a Wonderful Life, where you walk into your bank and if they think you're a good risk, they're going to give you some mortgage. And that's going to come from, you know, money that they have from deposits.
And sometimes that is how it works. But he says, for the most part,
instead of banks lending you money that they have on deposit, once the bank makes the mortgage, they then sell it to investors.
And when they do that, they get all the money they lent you back right away, plus a chunk of the interest you're expected to pay over the life of your mortgage. They also get some of your closing costs.
If every mortgage were held on a bank balance sheet, that would not leave banks with a lot of space to finance other types of loans.
Mike Fratantoni at the Mortgage Bankers Association says that's because for every loan a bank holds onto, they're required to keep a certain amount of capital in reserves to cover potential losses.
What we've discovered through history is that actually funding a mortgage by using deposits, it's a bit of a mismatch, right? Because deposits tend to be very short term.
And most mortgages in the U.S. are long-term loans that borrowers pay off slowly over 30 years. So Anthony DeFusco at the University of Wisconsin-Madison says if they sell your loan,
it frees up resources for them.
He says there's another reason banks sell mortgages, too, and it has to do with risk. Say the bank gives you a loan and holds onto it. Then you stop making mortgage payments and go into default. The bank is on the hook. But if they sell your mortgage, it gets bundled together with other mortgages.
It's basically just taking a bunch of loans, putting them in one pool, and sending the payments from all of those loans to an investor. Just think of it as a pot of loans.
And that pot of loans is insured by the federal government. So John Mondragon at the San Francisco Fed says an investor who buys those mortgage-backed securities doesn't have to worry about you defaulting.
And when you take out that credit risk, it makes that asset, the loan, much, much more liquid.
And that liquidity is key to the whole housing market. The fact that banks know they can write mortgages, sell them easily, and make money is why you can always get a mortgage, as long as you qualify.
In the end of the day, right, it does increase the supply of mortgage credit, right? It makes them cheaper and it makes more mortgages possible.
And he says it shouldn't affect homeowners that much when their mortgage is sold. The terms of the loan and the interest rate stay the same. What people are more likely to notice is if their servicer changes.
When your mortgage gets sold, you just get a letter saying, you know, Fannie Mae has purchased your loan. You know, they bought it from so-and-so. Your servicer is going to be a whole change in the way you interact with your loan.
Sometimes the mortgage and servicing rights are sold together, sometimes separately. Companies that just do the servicing generally make their money by charging a fee to whoever owns the mortgage. In Illinois, Mark Hill's servicer just changed hands this month for the fourth time since he bought his house in 2019.
It's annoying more than anything.
Every time it happens, he has to set up a new account. And he's always worried something is going to fall through the cracks, like his homeowner's insurance did the first time his servicer changed.
My agent actually gave me a call. I'm like, hey, like, we didn't get our money for your insurance. Your home is no longer insured. I'm like, oh, well, thank you.
Hill now pays his insurance directly instead of having his servicer do it. John Mondragon at the San Francisco Fed says there's nothing homeowners can do to prevent their loan or servicing rights from being sold.
And that is the way it's been structured in order to facilitate this really liquid mortgage market.
Frustrating as it can be to have your mortgage change hands over and over, lenders say this really liquid market probably helped you get a mortgage at a lower interest rate in the first place. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.